This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN urged maximum restraint on Tuesday as top Hamas official Saleh Arouri was killed in an explosion in Beirut on Tuesday, VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Hamas official Bassem Naim confirmed to the Associated Press that Arouri was killed in the blast. A Hezbollah official speaking on condition of anonymity in line with regulations also said Arouri was killed. Florencia Soto-Nino, associate spokesperson for the Secretary General, spoke on the threat of possible retaliation.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Earlier in the day, Hezbollah said its fighters carried out several attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border, targeting Israeli military posts. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A passenger captured shouting and a baby crying inside a smoke-filled Japan's airline plane. On eyewitness footage, all 379 people aboard a Japan Airlines airliner escaped after a collision with a Coast Guard aircraft at a Tokyo airport that killed 5 of 6 crew members on the smaller aircraft on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the collision involved one of its planes and it was headed to Japan's west coast to deliver aid to those caught up in a powerful earthquake that struck on New Year's Day. The powerful earthquake that hit Japan killed at least 55 people, with rescue teams struggling in freezing temperatures on Tuesday to reach coastal areas where many are feared trapped under possibly thousands of destroyed homes. In Suzu, a town of just over 5,000 households near the quake's epicenter, 90% of houses may have been destroyed, according to its mayor, who says the situation is